Murph and Jen.
All right, five spot. We put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. Your question is this. What is your reaction to the breaking news? In Arizona, it's the 1901 law. It is the law of the land now in Arizona.
For abortions.
For abortion. Nearly all abortions in Arizona are banned, including cases of rape and incest. Only exception to save the life of the mother. Five spot. Your calls and reaction starting right now with caller number one.
Mindy, welcome to the program. What's your reaction?
Well, it's not good. I mean, I've been trying to have a child for about 6-7 years, and I had an ectopic, and in my case, I wanted to keep it, and I waited till it was too late, and my fallopian tube had ruptured. So I was bleeding to death, so I'm glad that, one, that it's to save the mother, but the problem is that so many people are going to wait because they're scared to talk about it, or if they get a miscarriage and they don't know what's going on with their body, they're going to be too scared to go in, and that's what's frightening.
Yeah, totally understandable. Appreciate your call. Drive safe. Caller number two, Julie, what's your take on this?
Guys, I'm crying. I'm a grandmother. But I can't believe that we're going back to the 1900s. I'm not necessarily for abortion, but nobody should legislate what women do with their bodies. I just, you know, and I agree with Mindy. People are going to be scared. They're going to be turning their neighbors in and their doctors, and it's a total mess. I think I'm going to have to get my apron and my sunbonnet and walk around barefoot again.
Oh,
and hoe corn.
Okay, well, that seems a little high.
Thank you, Julie.
A little hyperbole there, but we're okay with that. Rick in Scottsdale, what's your take on this?
Yeah, I think it's a bit extreme. I mean, I certainly, think that they've probably gone too far on this. Okay for some sort of abortion law, but I think reverting back to what they're doing now, I think is just taking them from too far from one level to the other.
Yeah, the overstep. Like 15 weeks. Are you fine with the 15 weeks?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, but yeah, I just think this is just way too far.
Yeah, definitely draconian and old. Appreciate your call. Five spot right now. I joined the program as we're talking about the latest news, which, of course, abortion, the judge ruled today. We're going back to the 1901 law because great stuff happened in 1901. Amanda in Phoenix, what's your take on the news?
It's atrocious. I can't believe that this is happening. As it is, rape one, the maximum sentence is 8 years. That could be lowered by a judge to 2 years. So once again, we're seeing women getting stepped on. You're right. The governor can't really do much. It's great that, you know, they have those views. But we're voting for attorney general this year. So choose wisely. I find this, I'm shaking right now. I cannot believe that this is happening. Are you kidding me? I just worry for all those young women out there. I just hope things change.
All right. Appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Five spot. Take the last caller right here, which is Diane in Phoenix. Diane, what's your take on this?
It's horrid. It's another way to control women, and no one's controlling the men that rape or the men that are incestuous.
Okay, so but that number is everybody acts like everybody who's pregnant was raped or was incestuous. That's always overblown. Just like when people say third trimester abortions, those are small portions of it. But you're upset. I totally get that. What to you would be acceptable?
Like 15 weeks to me was fine because you had a chance. If you were raped, you had a chance to know, oh, you're pregnant, you need to do something. Because when I was in my early 20s, there was no way I was ready financially, emotionally, whatever, when I was raped and pregnant. So, you know, it was a few, you know, it was like 2 months. And that was, for me, that was acceptable. I didn't want to do it, but there was no way.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but not at all. No. Then control men.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. All right. So, you know, five spot is where, you know, we learn a little bit about what you think when one of these issues come up. It's a very personal issue to people. It really is. And especially to women. This is a very personal thing. This is something where, is the government trying to control my body? And if that's the case, I understand why you don't like that. I get it.
But on the other side, people say you're killing a human life, and that seems to be okay.
Right.
So it's also if you're raped,
why should you
again? But that,
have
the,
to carry
those
that
numbers
child
are so
but still it happens.
Small. It sure
right?
does.
Yeah,
just like third trimester happens too.
Right.
Hey, you know what? I know the baby could live outside of me. Let's kill it right now.
Yeah.
So let's. It goes back to get it on the ballot.
Right.
I think most people who are pro-choice look at it and say 15 weeks is fine. After 15 weeks, if you can't make up your mind, there's a problem.
All right, five spot. Thank you for the calls. We're going to get back to the issue. Jeff Munn in about 5 minutes is going to give you the latest on what happened here in Arizona with the breaking news of nearly all abortions in Arizona are now banned. Coming up next.
Coming up.
2 million migrants crossing the border this year. It set a record. Who's ready for the new record that's going to be 4 million? We'll explain that next.